Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, my friends, it feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday. I hope you all enjoyed your Independence Day weekend, July 4th, 2004. I certainly needed some time off, and taking off a few days and spending it with the family was getting done a whole bunch of innumerable chores I had to do. Was a distinct pleasure, and it makes me enjoy coming back to the microphone even more. Most of your big national talk show hosts are taking off 2 weeks, 3 weeks, but not I. I just took off a couple days, and it is good to be back in the saddle again. I feel renewed, invigorated. Oh, there is so much to cover. I mean, we've got 4 or 5 days of stuff just stacked up. It's all vitally important. I remember reading the Army's own report of raping women and beating children at Abu Ghraib, and it's going on at the other prisons. It's going on at Camp X-Ray. And people just couldn't believe it. And again, they only released, what, 20-something photos. They have several thousand photos, several hundred videos of stuff even worse. And now details of that are coming out. And these neocons have gone on talk radio, defended the torture, said it's okay, said it's fraternity fun. And now it's coming out in Newsweek and Drudge and Associated Press, raping children, beating children. How on earth are you people going to spin that one? Now, you've been denying it all along, as it's already been admitted, but here it is, mainstream news. How are you going to spin that one? How are you going to say that's normal and okay? Because the rest of us are normal, and we think it's bad. And we think the people raping women and children should be executed. And those that gave the orders should be tried and held accountable as well. I mean, this is how sick our society's gotten, my friends. So we'll go over that. Edwards will join Kerry on U.S. Democratic ticket. He went to the Bilderberg Group meeting a month ago. I mean, we knew he was going to be the boy when we heard that. Good news, U.S. Marine purportedly released by militants in Iraq. Kerry picks, again, Bilderberg invitee Edwards to be his running mate. There's a bunch of Big Brother news, and I remember, what, 5, 6 years ago reading the federal documents on this. They're going to start satellite tracking and taxing you to drive your car, a global tax, by the way, put in at the state level. This is out of the Seattle Times. Oregon to test mileage tax as replacement for gas tax. That is the state gas tax. They're going to keep the federal, so there'll be multiple taxes. This is a federal initiative. Fahrenheit banned in Iowa theaters for inciting terrorism. That's right. The new Soviet Republic of America. Concerned about rifle replicas, Mexican soldiers interrupt funeral of U.S. Marine killed in Iraq. Can't even have toy guns in the embassy in Mexico. They wanted to bury the young man in Mexico, the young Marine. And the Mexican troops went into the middle of the funeral, detaining Marines, grabbing fake rifles, wanting to arrest them, surrounding them. And Mexico's quite proud of this behavior, of course. Imagine if we did this to Mexican troops, who, by the way, are here with loaded firearms. Also, Congressman suggests Bush hiding Osama. Remember, I told you 2.5 years ago that my White House source said that he died of kidney failure, was literally frozen, they were going to roll him out before the election. I don't know if that's going to happen. That's what the White House source told me. A high-level source. So there's just so much coming up in the next 2 hours and 55 minutes. You do not want to miss it. And some great guests. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites. Incredible news posted on them. Check them out. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We'll be right back. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free. 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or TV today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, feels like Monday, but it's Tuesday, my friends. The 6th day of July, 2004. Thank you for joining us. All right, I'm sure you've all heard the big announcement. Oh, it's so important. The Bilderberg Group Minion has been selected to be on the Skull and Bones ticket of John Forbes Kerry to run against Skull and Bones Captain George W. Bush. So Long Devil, that's his Skull and Bones nickname, has chosen, the wonderful John Edwards, and then we have Bush with Dick Cheney. But Bush, there's been rumblings, even USA Today, with the official paper's statements about maybe somebody should be selected other than Dick Cheney. But in the final analysis, it doesn't really matter. They're all just puppets to begin with. The number one thing we've got to expose is that Bush is not a conservative, so conservatives will stop going along with his globalist agenda. But before I get into all of that, more than 100 children imprisoned, some abused, again, torture is now abuse, or what they call pressure. So when somebody kidnaps your wife and rapes them and beats them half to death, or kills them, just call it pressure. You know, tell the police, don't charge the man you've caught doing this. Just don't charge him with rape or torture. Charge him with pressure or abuse. Again, that's how they're redefining words in this Orwellian lexicon of semantical dialects. More than 100 children imprisoned, some abused, at Abu Ghraib. Again, some abused. You mean tortured. According to information from the International Red Cross, More than 100 children are imprisoned in Iraq, including the infamous prison in Abu Ghraib. And that's at any one time. It's much higher than that. And they go on to say that it could be higher. Remember, the Red Cross is a whitewashing organization, a known intelligence agency of the globalists. I'm not talking about you who volunteered for the Red Cross. You've done a good job. I mean, at the higher levels internationally, that's well-known. Research it. But continuing here with this information, it came out in the military's reports, in one of the reports a few months ago, that 70 to 90%, depending on which of the 32 camps, they have some new secret ones we just learned of, large number of those, we don't have the actual number, just that there are other secret ones, we've learned the names and locations of several of them, that they just stop whole families at checkpoints. And if anyone's papers are out of order, or if they have some firewood or something that looks like it might have been stolen, the entire family, dad, mommy, two or three children, are taken to Abu Ghraib and other camps. And mommy is beaten or raped in front of daddy. And yes, things are even done to the children. Now, we need to repost this under this article. I need to call my webmaster and tell him to do this. He's probably listening. Paul, need to find that Washington Post article from 2 years ago where the CIA section chief, when they were all telling us how good torture was, of the Middle East, told the Washington Post that, oh, we fly people to third-party countries like Jordan and Egypt where we can torture them and their children in front of them. That was back when we were being told how good torture was. It was being promoted, pedal to the metal. And back when they thought the climate was accepting this. And so we have them on record saying that they torture children. They're quite proud of it. I mean, who in their right mind would torture children, much less brag about it in the Washington Post? We have posted a lot of flashbacks where they admit the torture and tell us how good it is. Now that we see the images of it, they want to tell us that it's no big deal, just some fraternity fun, people blowing off a little steam. More than 100 children imprisoned, some abused at Abu Ghraib. Between January and May of this year, that's just this year, we've registered 107 children during 19 visits in 6 different detention locations. But remember, whole wings of these detention centers are off limits even to military generals, army generals. Kilpinski wasn't allowed in. The private contractors from the CIA run it, and they hire special prison guards out of federal prisons, give them extra pay, and sign them on to the U.S. Army to go serve in these things. It continues. Between January and May of this year, we've registered 107 during 19 visits in 6 different detention locations. Again, that's 6 locations of 32 we know of, and that's the wings they're allowed to investigate. So, again, the numbers are much higher. Continuing, the representative of the International Red Cross, Florin Westhall, told the TV station SWR Magazine report that noted that these were places of detention controlled by coalition troops. According to Westfall, the number of children held captive could even be higher. No kidding. You've only been to 6 of the camps, of the known camps. And you're not allowed into most of the wings. The TV magazine also reported of evidence of eyewitness reports according to which U.S. soldiers also abused children and youthful detainees. Samuel Province, a staff sergeant stationed in the now infamous Abu Ghraib prison, said that interrogation officers had pressured young girls. Military police had only intervened when the girl was already half undressed. On another occasion, a 16-year-old was soaked with water, driven through the cold, and then smeared with mud. And again, the Army's own report says raping them, so this is a whitewash. UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund, they get to play the good cop and save everybody when the UN's involved in industrial child kidnapping, confirmed the detention of Iraqi children by foreign military, according to a report which cited the interim memorandum of the organization. It says children who were detained in the cities of Erbala and Basra because of alleged activities against the occupying forces were reportedly routinely sent to a detention camp in Qasr, The classification of these children as detainees is worrisome because it includes unspecified length of detention without contact with their families pending further proceeding or legal actions. Now that's Der Spiegel's whitewash and Drudge reporting on it, Newsweek, Time. You can read all that at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Oh, side issue. I took my wife and friends to go eat at the International House of Pancakes yesterday. And so I bought a USA Today and had this big multi-page article about how that I meant to keep it. I left it in the restaurant, but it had a headline like, you probably saw it, Supreme Court Justices Defending Liberties. And then it had all these lies in it, all these, meant to save that and bring it on air, all these cases. It said, why, just last week they said that detainees have rights to a trial. And no, the ruling said that the president can secretly arrest you for any reason and not give you a trial, but that you can complain to the secret military tribunal. And then this is hailed as liberty. Oh, secret arrest of citizens, no trial, this is freedom. And there were countless examples of this, where they hailed the court as the court has ruled that there's no, that they don't have to pay you for land they take. The court has ruled you have to answer police questions when they question you, not even in your car, but in your backyard or on your own property. You've got to show your ID, no Fifth Amendment, got to answer their questions, something our own troops don't have to do when they're captured by enemy soldiers. And it just went on and on. But see, the average person reads that and goes, oh, they're defending my liberties. You know, they said, oh, they'll throw the Patriot Act out. Watch. No, they didn't. Oh, they'll throw out campaign finance reform. No, they didn't. I mean, there's the Supreme Court has said that they're following the orders of the UN, ladies and gentlemen. Just a side issue I wanted to get off into for a second. What do you think of all this? Wide open telephones. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Now, this is getting really interesting. Iraqi militants deny U.S. beheading BBC. This is now proof of what we suspected all along. This is our comment. Phony al-Qaeda groups with websites based in the U.S. are claiming responsibility or acting as patsies for numerous different events. This has psychops written all over it, Paul Watson wrote. Then we have the BBC article. The Islamic militant group Ansar al-Sunni, has denied reports it beheaded a U.S. Marine in Iraq. A statement of the group had killed Corporal Wasif al-Hassani, an American of Lebanese origin, was made on two militant websites on Saturday. And again, they track back to neocon front group websites. But on its own website, Ansar al-Sunna denied responsibility for the statement. And then in another article here, now, U.S. Marine reportedly released by militants in Iraq. This is AFP, a U.S. Marine held hostage in Iraq, was released according to a statement purportedly from an Islamic militant group received by the Arab television channel Al Jazeera. The statement attributed to the Islamic retaliation movement, which had previously threatened to behead Corporal Wasif al-Hassanu, again, I can't pronounce these names, I apologize, to the Lebanese-born Marine, was returned to his safe base. U.S. Marines said they had no news of his release and were still listing him as captured. So very, very suspicious there, and this all has CIA written all over it. And if you don't know, they'll stage stuff like that. The official U.S. government terror plan, Northwoods, calls for killing Marines, having U.S. Army soldiers dress up as foreign troops, kill U.S. Marines, and blame it on foreign enemies. So, interesting. We hope he is okay, because we support the troops. We don't support the globalists using them as birdcage liner, though. All right, we'll be back. There is just so much news and your calls. We'll talk about Kerry and his running mate and much more Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888 803 4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Is America bankrupt? Are we on the verge of an all-out economic collapse? What can be done to protect your family and assets? What kinds of investments will be able to withstand an economic meltdown? The problem is, it's not always easy to find great solutions. And during these dangerous economic times, finding the right solution is crucial. Midas Resources has been a leader in educating people not only about the shaky economic future and its many problems, but also the solutions. Now Midas Resources is proud to offer, free of charge, Peter Kershaw's renowned book, Economic Solutions, the incredible story of how you and America are being bankrupted and what you can do to avoid the wipeout. Read Economic Solutions and learn about the greatest scam ever, the Federal Reserve Act. Learn about the great income tax swindle and the agenda of the New World Order. And learn how you can take steps now to protect yourself and family during these uncertain times. Call Midas Resources toll-free at 1-800-686-2237 and ask for your free copy of Economic Solutions and begin planning your family's economic survival. Call 1-800-686-2237. Do it today. You'll be glad you did.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Your calls are coming up, and then I'm going to get into Edwards. We'll join Kerry on U.S. Democratic ticket. Kerry picks Bilderberg invitee Edwards to be running mate. Oregon to test mileage tax as a replacement for gas tax. Again, satellite trackers, $50 when you get your tags, a federal global plan. I've read the federal reports, had guests on from the federal board 5-6 years ago, and here they are moving forward with it. Man, I tell you, we got to fight this system. It's so hellish. Fahrenheit 9/11 banned in Iowa theaters for inciting terrorism. Can't criticize the government. Concerned about rifle replicas, Mexican soldiers interrupt funeral of U.S. Marine killed in Iraq. Wait till you hear about that out of the Houston Chronicle. There is just so much here today we'll be covering. But right now, let's talk to Paul in Delaware. Paul, good to talk to you.
How you doing, my man?
Good.
Man, there's just so much I would love to talk about because there's just so many issues. But I'm going to leave it to children today. Have you seen the tape in Hartford, Connecticut, where the kid was abused and they ripped his clothes off?
No. What happened?
Okay, in Hartford, Connecticut, there's a kid in what they call a correctional center. And these correctional centers, I
saw a little blurb about that over the weekend, but I didn't see the photos.
Yeah, well, they got a lot of things that they're calling academies. And I'm telling you, these things, you look at them, they're nothing but like little prisons.
Well, no, what happens is your child is late to class a few times in Austin. Literally, that's considered truancy now. No, I mean, we're talking straight-A students. They then threaten the parents to sign over rights. They then send them to these correctional schools, which are prisons, yes.
Yeah, this happened last week, and I was watching my local news.
I just saw a blurb, but I see so many reports of government abuse of children that I don't even cover them 90% of the time. I mean, so what happened?
Yeah, this one's interesting. So anyway, I was watching my local news, and I actually seen the correctional officer grab the kid by his underwear and rip him off of his body. And now when I'm reading the article in the paper, it says a boy has his clothes cut off because he refused to take his medication. And then when you get into the article, he refused to take his Ritalin.
And then he's viciously abused, and that's his punishment.
Yeah. And my second point, you were talking about Ghayab.
Abu Ghraib, yeah.
Yeah, and they were taking off whole families.
Yes.
Well, if you look in North Korea, they do the same thing. And I don't know why, but I'm thinking that it's probably because if someone takes one of your loved ones, even though you might be someone apathetic on the sidelines, if someone takes your loved one, you just might snap. And I'll tell you, at 14-year-old, one thing that people make a mistake with is because if someone's living out in Iraq or whatever, they think that they would be, you know, uneducated. But just because these people are living in dusty areas, don't think these people are stupid. And at 14-year-old, I mean, some of these kids got machine guns in their hands. So, I mean, you have to take the whole family, you know, off to camp.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. The 70 to 90% of those stop the checkpoints are totally innocent. And that's the Army's own report, depending on the checkpoint. And they're taken to the camps, tortured until proven guilty or innocent either way. And it's simple. An upright, decent person cannot torture someone. And so they've got to hire people that enjoy it, that like it. And so the people that work at these government camps here in the U.S. forcing drugs on children many times are the worst people in society. They're smart criminals, though. They like to abuse children, so they go to a place where they can do it and get away with it. And they can, as you just said, I saw the article, didn't see the video that you said was on the news, where they abuse children on television now and say this is discipline. They're realigning the definitions. Whereas if a parent did that, you'd have your children taken from you. But the government does it, and it's good. And I remember 3 years ago, Newsweek had the headline, you know, 5 times more likely to be abused in foster care. And that's these big government buildings, these facilities. And it's federally funded. But I don't know how the neocons are going to defend raping women and children at these camps in Iraq. But I'm sure they will. These are sick, evil people. And, you know, heaven help us for, you know, for what we've been used for, what this country's been turned into. When we come back, we'll talk to Bob, Delilah, Mo, Arthur, many others. Toll-free number to join us on air, 1-800-259-9231. I'll speed through your calls. And then we'll go to all this other news. And believe me, there's a lot of it. It's all important. You don't want to miss it. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com are the websites. We'll be back after this quick break, so please stay the course. And remember, the state is not God. The government is not God.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm a nurse, and I injured my back, and I've lost 22 pounds and 9 inches. I would definitely recommend Vim and Vigor.
As far as losing weight, Vim and Vigor is the best investment I ever made. It actually works.
I have tried and been on so many weight loss things over the years. I've tried many, many products. I have never experienced anything like collagenate. I have lost 17 pounds in a little less than 8 weeks. It truly works. Collagenate is wonderful.
Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-8446. Get $25 off a 3-month supply of collagenate. So call now. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, 33 minutes and 20 seconds into this first hour. Paul Joseph Watson joins us once a week. He'll be joining us halfway into the next hour. Loaded phone lines, about to go back to your calls, and I'll get into, well, the international gas tax for you and your family, the Big Brother system's going into place, John Kerry's new running mate, and all the hoopla surrounding that. But first, your calls. My friends, I've made 10 videos. I've written a book. I've published a book. I carry a bunch of other great videos and books on tape and CD. The best information I found out there exposing the New World Order criminal system on a whole host of issues and levels is available through Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure online shopping carts. Now, we're carrying a new 9/11 video. Obviously, I've made two myself that are excellent. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. Part two of that, The Masters of Terror Exposed. If you haven't gotten those, you need to have both those videos. I'm also carrying Eric Hupschman's video, 9/11, Painful Deceptions. We have his book, Painful Questions, as well. But the new video is George Humphrey's new film, 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear or Love, on VHS and DVD. It's $19.95. You get with that a free 80-plus page color booklet, 9/11, the Great Illusion booklet with it. You get a second copy for $14.95, so that's $34.95 for two copies. And you get three booklets instead of one. So that's three booklets, two videos, $34.95 if you want to take advantage of the two-tape special there. With my videos, we have three tape specials. My films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the films I've made, whether it's Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove or Matrix of Evil or 9/11 The Road to Tyranny. That's an $18 discount on the three-tape special and so on as you get more videos. Then, of course, there's my book, Descent into Tyranny. There's Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order, the most in-depth books out there on September 11th in the history of government-sponsored terror. Bottom line, these videos and books are waking people up, changing minds. Now, with the 10 videos I've made, not the others I carry because I can't authorize that, but with the 10 videos I've made, you're authorized. I want you to make copies of them for non-profit, not-for-sale purposes. I want you to get them. I want you to put them on Access TV. I want you to make copies of them and give them to your pastor or your rabbi or your neighbor or that local talk show host. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. All right, here's the toll-free number to order, my friends. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. So again, the toll-free number is 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And secondarily, these aren't just great videos and books on tape. We have pro-gun t-shirts and other liberal stuff. It's liberal to be pro-gun. On the website, all of that also supports us and what we're doing and makes this broadcast possible. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Bob in Texas. Bob, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, I got a Fahrenheit 9/11 flyer report for you.
Oh, did you print out some of my flyers and go to the event?
Yeah, I went down to Tinseltown there just off of 35 Friday. And there was about, probably 100 people there. And I positioned myself to distribute them. But I had a kind of an unusual reaction to it, and I think it was because of the negative bent that the New York Post article had about Moore. What happened was because these people are first-level thinkers, they think it's an either-or thing. And if they see anything negative, they think you're completely against it. And I was almost besieged when I was passing them out before they had a chance to read them. They were snatching them out of my hands. I couldn't get them out of my hands fast. They were feverishly snatching them out of my hands. That's how enthusiastic these people were. But when they read that first line from the New York Post, some of them apparently thought that it was negative and it was going against the movie. And I almost found myself besieged by these people, and I was confused because I was trying to explain to them that, the movie's good. It told part of it, but I said there's much more to it. It's far worse than what Mr. Moore's telling you.
Well, listen, Paul Watson made a simple flyer that is not negative and just says, dude, what's the rest of the story, or there's more to the story.
Well,
that's the flyer I recommend everybody use.
Yeah.
Or to have that on the cover sheet and then to put the flyer that we made on the back. Because, I thought that New York Post was negative and that people are first-level thinkers. They're not multifaceted. They're very emotional. But it's, frankly, a better flyer in that if they do read it, they'll find out that, hey, there is more to the story. But you're right. I mean, this is how the Republicans and Democrats are. They're totally in this groupthink. And I had some of the same response handing them out myself. Since you bring this up, let me raise this to folks. Listen to this. It says, Fahrenheit banned in Iowa theaters for inciting terrorism. This was reported by the Associated Press. Despite expanding its run to 1,710 screens nationwide, Fahrenheit 9/11 won't be shown at select theaters in Iowa. That's also happened in a few other places as well. R.L. Fridley, the president of Des Moines-based Fridley theaters in Iowa, and Nebraska is refusing to show the incendiary documentary, claiming it incites terrorism, reports the AP. Now listen to this doublespeak. Fahrenheit is a highly critical look at President George W. Bush's connections with high-ranking Saudi families, including Osama bin Laden. No, it's a whitewash. And questions his actions and motives regarding the war in Iraq. In an email to his company managers, Fridley stated that the company does not play political propaganda films for either the right or the left. Most of the things you air, sir, are left-wing propaganda. Give me a break. The message also continued to state, and he says he's not partisan, but listen to this. It's going to come out of Michael Savage's mouth. The message also continues to state, quote, our country is at war against an enemy who would destroy our way of life, our culture, and kill our people.
Well, there was some police action here, too, I wanted to
tell
you about.
Well, I want to hear the rest of it, but let me just finish. These barbarians have shown through the attacks of September 11th and the recent beheadings that they will stop at nothing. I believe this film emboldens them and divides our country even more. Fahrenheit won Best Picture at the 2004 Cannes Film Festival in May and held the top spot at the box office on its opening weekend, breaking numerous records. Go ahead and finish up. So you're handing these out. Some people are getting upset by them. You're explaining it to them. What happens next?
Well, I got 67 out, including one to a DPS officer and a Bastrop County Sheriff's deputy that was in plain clothes. Well, I did as you suggested it. I as soon as they were, the manager came in, tried to run me down. I said, okay, I'm leaving the building. I'm exiting the premises. And as I was leaving, this tall black dude comes up to me and says, hey, you, come here. I need to talk to you. I said, well, who are you? And he flashes the badge, and I couldn't hardly see it in the dark. And I said, well, you know, that looks like Mickey Mouse badge to me. I get that out of a box of Cracker Jacks. And he says, well, I said, finally, I said, well, who are you? Identify yourself. He says, I'm Bastrop County's detective. So anyway,
and a Bastrop County, this is in Travis County in Austin, Texas.
It was a joke, but it was this guy was doing a extraterritorial police action on me for some reason. So finally,
hey, listen, I got to talk to you. We got to write a news article about this. So he thinks that, I mean, this guy, oh my gosh, please continue.
Well, he finally gave me an ultimatum. I challenged him right down to his teeth. I said, look, I said, I haven't done anything. And he said, well, look, I'm taking the gloves off now. And basically, he gave me an ultimatum, and I realized what he was coming to. And I said, I understand now. If I don't ID myself, I've committed a crime. So I whipped out my license, gave it to him, and he looked it over, and he wanted to cite me for criminal trespass. And by then, the manager was there standing by us. Then a DPS pulls up, and by the way,
now, by the way, obviously they just want you to leave. You've given to the DPS, they're all happy.
I'm in the parking lot heading for my car.
Off-duty cop from another county 20 miles away wants them to charge you with something.
Yeah, and then
sir, you need to complain on him and complain to the APD. That is a major violation for him to be in another county doing that.
I thought so, and then the DPS was there before the show ever started, and I thought, you know, I had eye contact with him before, and then he comes pulling up. I was outside by that time. He comes up, and he reads me the riot act. But when it was all said and done, I handed both of them a copy of it. Now, the mistake I made was what you said. I should have passed out the other side, the hey dude side, but I put your side up first, and because of that negativity on that New York Post article, It just didn't go good for some people. I'm just hoping out of the 67 people.
So what did you end up saying? I mean, did you ask the state police, why is this guy from another county here trying to get them?
You know, he never did. I don't recall him even looking at him and asking who the hell he was. You know, it was peculiar.
Well, we have a big problem in Austin, people posing as officers as well.
Well, that's what I thought, because I looked at his bags and it looked rinky-dink. And I'm still not sure who he was. If he said he was Bastrop County Sheriff.
Well, that's ridiculous. It's only trespassing if they tell you to leave and you don't leave.
No, I was leaving as soon as in fact.
No, I know. Well, listen, did you get his name?
No, I didn't.
You need to get his description and call. You need to file a complaint on him.
Anyway, hopefully out of that 67, some of them will you know,
well, I don't want this to discourage people. I did it at several theaters, didn't have a problem.
Well,
other people have done it, but some do because these people think this is Nazi Germany.
Well, I had your tapes, and I offered even to hand out tapes to them, and one of them said no because they were confused at that point. They thought I was against Moore. There was just so much confusion because of the reaction to some of the people. It was unfortunate in some regard, you see. But I think next time I'll be better, you know, I was surprised how many people, and like I said, they were snatching them out of my hand so fast I couldn't believe it. They were just literally snatching them out of my hands. That's how upset those people were at the end of that movie. And I was too.
All right. Well, thanks for the call. And listen, we'll try to take your comments and what you said and what happened to you and put a little blurb up on the website about it. Do you want to? I guess you don't want to give your full name, though. You don't want to have your full name in the article?
No, I
that's okay.
I've already got people surveilling me, so I
yeah. Oh, what day was this?
It was last Friday at Tinseltown, right off 35.
Yeah, I've been to that theater. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Well, isn't that interesting? In America, people marching around from other counties, may not even be cops, doing this. And the key with these people is to not act guilty. I would have said, hey, man, I know the law. I'm leaving. I was here to see the movie. I didn't trespass. I got my ticket stub. I'm handing flyers out. I'm leaving. And say, you want to get a false arrest on your record? Fine, I'm leaving. You're out of your jurisdiction. You know, that's a crime, buddy. But you did a pretty good job. We just all got to learn our rights and know how to deal with these people. Let's go back to the calls. Delilah in Ohio. Go ahead, Delilah.
Yeah, hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
Hope you had a nice holiday weekend. I got a couple of things real as quickly as I can that I want to share. The first thing, this past weekend we went to go see the movies, and a new movie is coming out right towards Thanksgiving weekend.
We have the trailer on the website and all about it. It's called National Treasure with Nicolas Cage.
That's right. You're already ahead of me.
And it's all, the Illuminati wants to help you. They're good. They're the founding fathers. The all-seeing eye was put there by the founding fathers. It wasn't put there till 1933. It was made public as the new reverse seal in 1913. And Jerry Bruckheimer is a globalist of the highest order, the producer of this film. Go ahead, Delilah.
Isn't it interesting that it wasn't released during this weekend, when most people will probably forget about it come Thanksgiving and they're busy thinking about the holidays and Christmas and New Year's instead of thinking about the Declaration of Independence like this holiday weekend that we just had? That was the first thing I wanted to mention.
Well, they're equating the Illuminati with patriotism and goodness. And now when we talk about the Illuminati and the All-Seeing Eye, oh, you got that from a movie, just like the movie Skulls about Skull and Bones,
mm-hmm.
a big whitewash, and now, oh, you saw that in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Something else I wanted to mention, just in yesterday's paper, I was just breezing through my local newspaper. You know, I always do that just to see who's got what on sale for the week, blah, 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 whatever. And lo and behold, what do I see right here in this big, giant article here? An article that originally came from the Washington Post, and it talks about the return of the military draft. And wouldn't you figure it was July 1st article originally from the Washington Post saying how good and how wonderful it's going to all be when we all get drafted.
But the draft doesn't exist. They've introduced the bills, set up the draft board, say they're going to do it, but it doesn't exist.
So if it, I'm thinking to myself, well, okay, so if it doesn't exist, what in the world is this article doing right here in my local paper yesterday?
Well, see, they say they're going to do it. When you resist, they go, you're crazy. We're not going to do that. It's psychological warfare tactic. When you resist, it doesn't exist. When you love it, oh, you're smart and intelligent. It's like the New World Order. If you talk about presidents saying New World Order this, global government that, and say it's bad, you're crazy. They never said it. But if you say you agree with it, of course there's a world government. It's good. This is Orwellian doublethink. Delilah, good to hear from you. Yeah, I want to read an article about National Treasure later in the show, this new movie. Mo in Texas. Mo, go ahead.
Howdy. It's News Magazine Multimedia Mo. And, yes, there is a whole side of the store I work on that's devoted to pornography, but all the other 2,000 publications, I would also say, are pornography. There's football pornography. There's motorcycle, fishing, boating, psychology, spiritualism, the sections for just that are celebrating decadence and encouraging it. It's pretty horrible. So I'm in the center of the multimedia, just everything. And this is a focus call today just to say about the Skull and Bones news spin on either one of the Fox evening shows or CNNBC. fellas were talking about some footage from Skull and Bones, and they were showing a bird's eye view, like a hidden camera of the activities going on.
So they re-showed the 2.5-year-old footage that the New York Observer got of the throat slitting, the mock sacrifice going on that was caught on video.
Right, and I was waiting for the newscaster to do his funny spin on it, and sure enough, he started chuckling and says, well, it just seems pretty silly. And
which is exactly what they did 2.5 years ago when the story first broke. And on Fox, they have the author of Fleshing Out Skull and Bones on. He brought up how it was founded with the opium money, and they didn't like that either.
They also showed Bush Sr. and Jr. and Kerry's face on the TV and said, sure, they're in Skull and Bones. Now, can we see a little bit of this footage? And then laughed at the footage. Also, I hear commercial coming up. I have a few other good things.
Okay, stay there. We'll come back to you on the other side. By the way, we have a little Fox News clip on PrisonPlanet.com of the author of Fleshing Out Skull and Bones on Fox News. Perhaps we'll grab that clip and play it. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Bizarre that is. I mean, I didn't see the latest thing that Mo's talking about from Newsstand Mo from here in Austin. But, I mean, I knew what he would say, how they pushed it off. Oh, there's a satanic ritual, but it's just for fun. Ha, ha, ha. It's like Bohemian Grove. That's the spin they put on it. So supposedly that's airing again with the exact same spin. But finishing up what you were saying, Mo.
Okay, just super focused. Also, that song, that Junior Brown song, cover of Highway Patrol, great tape to have ready in your car for if you get pulled over.
Okay.
Just get a good smile from whoever's needing to see you at Pecos Feliz. All righty. Just on the whole promotion of dehumanization and that the so-called secret societies come from a background of one of the supreme so-called secrets that I'm perceiving them to think they are thinking is true, is that from the darkness comes the light. Now, what they interpret that to mean and how that justifies any of their actions is just up to them. Now, a lot of times we hear references to good and evil or black magic and white magic. That's a real divisive, the semantics there. So better just to say good and evil. Now, the energy of freedom heals, and the energy of tyranny always devours itself. So those that are on the side of tyranny are on the losing side, and the people that join up with that are afraid. The courageous people stand against that. We can change the energy, just like the fellow talking about getting heckled outside the movie theater. He kind of greeted the fellow like, well, who the heck are you? But could have said, hey, take it easy. Isn't this important? What's going on? And kind of tried to, it's like being at work and you see someone come in the door. You can either say, oh my gosh, look at this jerk. Or you can say, wow, here's someone who has potential. I'm going to expect the best out of them. Some people have already gone too crazy, we know.
All right, Mo, I appreciate the call. Those are all interesting points. You know, with God's help, that's my energy source, and God's direction, we can defeat this new world order. But we have to be used as tools by God. And you're right, the globalists are destructive. They will destroy themselves. And I think the guy going to the movie theater handing out flyers did a great job. Probably my fault for not pointing out that one of the flyers would get you some heat, because it criticizes Michael Moore. But some of these police, you just can't help it with them. I've actually found, you know, just being authoritative with them in a calm, focused manner is the best way. I found that when I'm real nice, that actually backfires. Let's go ahead and talk to Arthur in Kansas. Go ahead, sir.
Good morning, Alex.
Hello.
You mentioned the Illuminati seal a while ago. A seal does not have two sides, but we have two seals, or a coin, or a medal.
Well, they say the reverse side of the U.S. seal when we talk about the all-seeing eye.
But you can't have a reverse on a seal. A seal is something you seal something with.
Okay, I'm just telling
anyway,
you what they call it.
Oh, I know. Okay. Now, on that page out of USA Today about the Supreme Court rulings.
Yes, how wonderful they are.
Yeah, in 19 cases, there were only two unanimous verdicts. And one of them was the government does not have to release the Vince Foster photos or the death scene.
That's right. That was down at the bottom.
Yeah, because of privacy of the family. So that solves that problem. Another case solved.
Well, the thing is, the headline, do you have it in front of you?
Yeah.
Something like court defends freedom or something. What was the headline?
Major ruling, high court protected liberties by limiting presidential power.
Yeah, which is the complete opposite of what really happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But there again, you're not going to find any more out about the Vince Foster case.
And that was there, yes.
I got a couple other things.
Okay, stay there. Second hour coming up, then we'll go to Melissa and Chris and Dan. And actually, Dan's up next after Arthur, then Melissa and Chris and others. And I'm going to play this little Fox piece about Skull and Bones as well. Stay with us.